But the mob shouted louder and louder, demanding that Jesus be crucified, and their voices prevailed. We live in a world that's, unfortunately at the moment, kind of like mob rule, that when a mob comes together, when a group of people come together, all they have to do is shout louder and louder and louder, and their voices prevail, even against facts, even against the right things and doing the right things. People will listen to the mob, and that's what happened exactly with Jesus before Pilate. The mob, those people, were shouting louder and louder. And even though Jesus should never have been allowed to go to the cross, the mob prevailed. We live in that world. As Christians, we are a minority, even though we stand on the Word of God, even though we stand on truth, even though we stand on that obedience of not wavering from that. Others will shout, 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 shout louder and gather more people and shout. But we have to prevail in the truth. That's what Jesus did here, knowing that those people were sending him to his death. Yes, it was in his plan anyway, but it just shows us what people will be like when they don't agree with something. And just being a Christian, and Jesus tells us that people will hate us because they first hated him, that they will form a mob to come against us because they don't agree with us, because we stand on the Word of God. The world is very different from the Word of God. We know that it's throughout the Bible, it's throughout the New Testament, as the Christians are living their lives out, and even beyond, as we see the Christians martyred for their faith. Mob rule is something that can feel scary, something that is not something that we want. We say we didn't become Christians to have to face persecution. No matter where we are in the world, some places in the world it will be horrendous. Some places in the world it will be lots of people shouting, even online. But what we have to do is stand firm and know that God is in control. He will not be mocked. And we don't have to battle that mob. We don't have to even acknowledge them in that way. What we need to do is pray for them. That's for sure. We need to pray for them. But we know that our God is in control, and our God will deal with that. We don't need to go down to their level. We don't need to argue with them. We need to pray for them. We need to preach the gospel to them for sure. But God will deal with those people, whether it's this side of heaven or after on the judgment day, that they will answer for what they have done. And remember that mob mentality. Some people might not even fully subscribe to what is being said. They might have their doubts, but mob rule, in a sense, always rules. It's harder sometimes to stand firm, but we are not alone. Remember that God is for us. God is with us, and God is in us. So it happened to Jesus, and perhaps one day it will happen to you. And it's definitely happened to me. But I know, and you need to remember as well, that God will not be mocked. And he is for us. And let him take control of that situation and those people. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, they shouted for you to die. But you knew the plan anyway. And you forgave them. May we, when we are in those situations, pray for those who shout against us and preach the gospel to them and let them know that you are in control. Amen.